That's the perfect birth date. Gates is the hockey player born on January 1st. Gates's best friend at Lakeside was Paul Allen. He also hung out in the computer room with Gates and shared those long evenings at ISI and C-Cubed. Allen went on to found Microsoft with Bill Gates. Paul Allen, January 21st, 1953. The third richest man at Microsoft is the one who's been running the company on a day-to-day basis since 2000, one of the most respected executives in the software world, Steve Ballmer. Steve Ballmer, March 24th, 1956. Let's not forget a man every bit as famous as Gates, Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple Computer. He wasn't from a rich family like Gates, and he didn't go to Michigan like Joy, but it doesn't take much investigation of his upbringing to realize that he had his Homburg too. He grew up in Mountain View, California, just south of San Francisco, which is the absolute epicenter of Silicon Valley. His neighborhood was filled with engineers from Hewlett-Packard, then as now one of the most important electronics firms in the world. As a teenager, he prowled the flea markets of Mountain View, where electronics hobbyists and tinkerers sold spare parts. Jobs came of age, breathing the air of the very business he would later dominate. Here is a paragraph from Accidental Millionaire, one of the many Jobs biographies, that gives you a sense of how extraordinary his childhood experiences were. Jobs attended evening talks by Hewlett-Packard scientists. The talks were about the latest advances in electronics, and Jobs, exercising a style that was a trademark of his personality, collared Hewlett-Packard engineers and drew additional information from them. Once he even called Bill Hewlett, one of the company's founders, to request parts. Jobs not only received the parts he asked for, he managed to wrangle a summer job. Jobs worked on an assembly line to build computers and was so fascinated that he tried to design his own.